That's today's schedule sorted. What do I have time for? Okay. Ship, record voice message to storage marked Jameel. Hey, Jameel. I told you I try not to leave out anything important, and since I don't know what's going to be important, I'm trying not to leave out anything. Most of the landing crew is up now. I'm pulling them out of suspension, one at a time, giving everyone a little support while they settle in. I'm getting the last one in a few minutes. Zahava and Cyrus are on the way to the surface right now. They're planting the seeds for our landing settlement. At this point, I can say that like it's nothing special, which is ridiculous. It's amazing, man. They're growing us a village next to the base of a space elevator on a brand new planet. It's exactly what we dreamed of as kids, you know? I live in the future. You're gonna love it here. I wish I could see your face when you wake up and see everything we've built. I should go soon. I want to get the timing right for our agriculture guy. He's sweet. You'd like him. He loves all the plants, like they're his kids. Even the algae vats. Speaking of which, there's something for your history books. All those years in stasis, and the algae vats are still full of green slime. No human oversight needed. I can't be the only one who's noticed that things are going awfully well so far. You know me, I'm not superstitious, especially for a pilot. Everyone else always had a dozen rituals before takeoff, and I just ran through my checklists. I used to pretend I had lucky socks just to get everyone else to leave me alone about it. I could never remember which ones were meant to be the lucky ones, though. I kinda wish I had them now. I'm heading over. I hope these recordings help you out. It's still a little weird to think about how we'll be your history. Anyway, talk to you soon, friend. Hey there, buddy. Ready for this? Easy. It's okay. You're okay. You're safe. I'm here. Breathe. There's nothing in your stomach. I promise. Just hold my hand and breathe through it. You're coming out of suspension. That's why you don't remember anything. It will all come back in a minute.
In a minute?
It won't be long. You're Quill. I'm Mandry. I'm your friend.
Mandry.
Yes. It's okay. There's no rush. You don't have to sit up yet. It will be easier if you don't try to move until you're not so dizzy.
Ugh, did you feel like this?
You're starting to remember. Yes. Only I was alone. And the Grissom generator was off, so I had amnesia and was floating around, and there was no one to tell me not to bother vomiting.
That sounds bad.
It wasn't the best. That's why I'm here. Ready to sit up? I'll help.
I think I can stand. Maybe.
Oh, hold on. I'll get you a robe.
Thanks.
You can lean on me if you're still dizzy.
A bit, yeah.
Are you ready to try to walk? There's something you should see.
Mandry, the plants, how are they? Do you need me to go check on them? Oh my God.
No, I mean, the plants are fine. I mean, they're alive. It's kind of a jungle in there because they spent years without any idea about which way it's down, but they seem to have adapted okay, and I'm sure that...
Oh, yeah, no gravity.
I just turned the Grissom back on a bit ago when I started waking everyone else up.
Right. You trained for it.
Right. But the rest of you really like knowing which way is down. Anyway, the plants can wait. I promise. Can you walk with me?
Sure. I'm a little wobbly.
I got you.
Okay, so what's here?
Trust me.
You brought me to look out the window?
Yes.
It's all dark. Wait. No stars. Is that the planet?
It sure is.
Is there a reason you wanted me to see it in the dark?
Have some patience.
I've been asleep for decades. How much more patience do you want?
About... Here we go.
Wait. Wait, is that... Are those... clouds?
Yep.
Clouds! Oh, Kolian must be so excited! So it has an atmosphere.
Sure does. Keep watching.
Oh, it's so blue, green, and black? Oh, what a pretty turquoise color. But is that water?
Actually, the black parts are water, we think.
Oh, wait, what's the blue part?
That's what I wanted to show you. That's the land. Some of it, anyway.
And it's blue?
Well, that seems to be what color the vegetation tends toward here.
Mandry?
Yes?
Are you telling me?
Yes?
There are plants down there?
And animals. We're looking at, well, that big patch is a forest.
Oh, a forest! A forest!
Well, I don't know if things are really trees, but yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. I knew you'd love it.
That's why you brought me here now.
Yeah. Do you want me to show you where your cabin is from here? You need some rest.
Actually, I want to watch a little while longer. That's okay.
Of course. I think you're standing on your own okay now. Do you want me to go?
Can you stay a while?
Yeah. I can stay.
This Planet Needs a Name, a science fiction audio drama suitable for our times, was created by Evan Tess Murray, who also wrote and directed this episode. Original composition, sound design, and audio engineering are by Trace Callahan. Characters were created in collaboration with their actors. The character of Mandry was played by Trevor Bean. The character of Quill was played by Sawyer Green. This show is a labor of love, and we're deeply grateful to the cast and to our patrons, including our intrepid optimists Talia and Marsden, for their commitment to bringing it to life. We believe that together we can create something beautiful, something better, on this planet or another, and that the stories we tell can light a whole constellation of candles against the dark. Full episodes are coming soon.